the words of Roy Noble from Sunday morning, there's a bit of a three-day event going on in the village of Llangwm this weekend. Pembrokeshire locals are reviving an old medieval folk tradition called a mummer's play. I've no idea what it is at all, none. So I rang Jason Phelps, our reporter in the West, and I said, Jace, any idea what a mummer's play is? He went, I haven't got the first idea, Wynne. I knew he wouldn't. I'm way more cultured than he is. I said, look, get your best medieval tunic on, because I know he's got a selection of them, and then head by horse, of course, to Llangwm.
I open the door and enter in. We hope your favour we shall win. So stir the fire and draw the ale. These merry folks shall tell you a tale.
Right, my name's John Roach, and I researched mummers' plays, and I found one that had been written fairly recently as a spoof, and I downloaded it just to give me some ideas on how to write a play of this nature.
In comes I, Sir David, from Llangwm do I spring. I fought the Scots and the French. Oh, my wonders do begin.
So, John, I've not come across a mummer's play before, so what can I expect?
Right. Now, this is a new genre to me as well, so I had to do quite a lot of research on this particular play. But there are many theories as to how mummer's play started, but I think it's possibly to do with two seasons, one planting the crops and the harvest, and then a season where there is nothing and they have to store the food to make sure they're all well fed. Because in every mummer's play, there somebody is actually killed and then brought back to life, almost paralleling the idea that the fields die off and then they have to be replanted in the spring and brought back to life to make sure that the people are fed.
Okay. And the first note is that one. Yeah. After three. One, two, three. Here's one, two, three jolly ones, all in one mind. We have come here a mumming, and we hope you'll prove kind.
Jenny, you're here in full costume, so you're covered in what looks like a fishing net. I can see a little bit of map there, and you've got a mask and a green wig as well. So exactly which character are you playing?
Well, I'm playing the sea monster. And the sea monster has been terrorising the village, stealing all the fish from the river. With my long teeth and scurvy jaw, I'll eat that Llangwm dog who holds this floor. Be he from Llangwm?
Yay!
Milford?
Yay!
Or Hook?
Yay!
I eat his armour and take him home to cook!
So where did this costume come from then?
We were walking at the beautiful beach of Barrafundle, which is very close to us, and just by one of the bins was an enormous fishing net, all tied up. Somebody had been obviously doing a beach clean, and there it was. And when we got it home and we unrolled it, it was enormous. So we scrubbed it down, and it's been living in the garage because it's still a bit smelly. And we just added sort of seaweedy bits and bits of maps and bits of sort of treasure, which I thought would look as if it's come from the sea, and put it all together. No sewing. Oh, the Llangwm mummers are we. We've come to entertain you. We will bring you health. We'll bring you wealth.
Liz, tell me a little bit about the character you're playing in the mummers' play.
Well, I'm part of the chorus, so we have a song to sing at the start, and then we have a few sort of joint lines that we have to say, you know, throughout the whole performance. But my part is Johnny Jack, and I carry my wife and my children, my family on my back, and I won't tell you anymore because it's a secret.
And Liz, it's forming part of a bigger weekend of medieval celebrations here, so what else is going on?
Well, there's quite a lot, actually. We've got a reenactment of a wedding which took place in 1315, actually, in our church, between Lady Joanna de la Roche and Sir David de la Roche. They were distant cousins, and it's going to be absolutely exact. So, you know, things like hanging, holding a red canopy over the bride and groom when they plight their troth at the gates of the church. All of that, there's going to be procession with the bride and groom on horseback and with deer hounds, making its way through the village with knockers who go knock on the door and invite people to the wedding. And then following the wedding, we're going to have sort of a photo call and, you know, things like that. And then we're all going to go for a medieval banquet. And that's on the Saturday. The Sunday then is full of other different activities because we've got a medieval village on site. So there'll be reenactors and night school and archery and all sorts.
Put your hands in your pockets and treat us all right. If you give nuts, we'll take nuts. Farewell and good night.
Well, there we go. All sounding totally normal in Pembrokeshire. Nothing strange going on there at all. Nothing to see here. Totally normal. A regular day in Llangwm. And the festivities will be going on all weekend. And don't forget, you can join them at the Village Rugby Club. Sounds fun though, doesn't it?